I had a great weekend and I had a great Monday. The only downside is now I'm tired as heck, but that's okay. It's going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine.
Your daily Lex.
So first of all, of course, as regular slash attentive listeners know, this past weekend was the opening of the show I'm in, same time next year. If you follow me on basically any social media platform, you can see some great photos from the show. The theater always hires a professional photographer to take pictures of the last dress rehearsal, and man, he did an incredible job. And the audiences were so into it. We only had two shows with audiences, the Saturday matinee and the Sunday matinee. This coming weekend, we have four more shows. One Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. There's a little snow in the forecast that has me angsty, but we're not going to worry about that right now. But, you know, you expect the audiences to laugh or maybe to express some surprise or shock, and all those things happen. But there were also times where, like, there's a moment where my affair partner, I guess, leaves the hotel room, and then the phone rings. And the audience very quickly realizes, oh no, that's going to be the husband calling. And like literally people were yelling, don't answer it, don't answer it, as I walked over to answer the phone. And as it turns out, indeed, talk to her husband. When they think I'm going to tell the husband all about the affair, like the audience expressed true shock. It was crazy to hear some of those reactions. But really fun. Each day of the show thus far, there have been moments from the audience where their reactions were so strong and surprising that I was worried about breaking. Like, I thought that their reactions were going to make me laugh. Luckily, neither did. But it was close. It got there. But it was really well received. We got incredible feedback. I had strangers coming up to me and telling me how much they liked the show. My friends had nice things to say. What are they going to say? But they did. I've had various people... This is a real kindness, but I had various people send me screenshots of people who they know who I don't know posting on Facebook or whatever about, wow, I saw this great show. You guys should go check it out. And that's cool. I like that. So thank you to those people. Really hoping we get to do all four remaining shows this coming weekend. I'll be crushed if we don't get to do them all, if weather prohibits it. Now, listen, there was some snow this past weekend and Algonquin, the theater, posted in advance of the storm. The shows will go on no matter what. Which indeed they did. I don't know. If there's 4 inches of snow, we'll see what happens. Anyway, last night, I went to see Taskmaster live in Philadelphia. If you know Taskmaster, you know I'm a big fan. British panel comedy show that my pal Dan Morin initially turned me on to. My buddy Scott mentioned to me that he had two tickets and that he was going to go with his wife, but that his wife didn't care. And did I want to go? And I was like, yeah, I do want to go. Then we found out that our friend Matt was also going with his wife. And Matt was like, I'm amazed that Lex doesn't have a connection to get backstage to Taskmaster. And after he said that, I said to him, huh, I do kind of have a connection. I've worked with a talent agent who's also an executive producer of Taskmaster. I should write to him and find out if he can hook us up. And indeed, he did hook us up. So we knew we had a plan to get backstage after the show and meet Greg and Alex. Then, you know, during the Philadelphia show last night, they bring out some special guests, including Chris Gethard. I know Chris Gethard. I worked on Chris Gethard's podcast for years, and he's come to me for some podcast industry advice from time to time. So I texted him while he was on stage, like, hey, I'm coming backstage afterwards. I'd love to say hi. As soon as he got off stage and he won the Taskmaster competition last night, he wrote back, yes, I would love to see you. So we go backstage. Within a couple of minutes, we're meeting Greg and Alex from Taskmaster, and they could not have been nicer, truly. They were so kind and generous with their time, and I'm not anybody to them. They had not met me before. And then Chris Gethard comes in as well. He's a New Jersey-based comedian. He's incredibly talented, funny, sweet. And so I'm in a conversation now with Chris and Alex. And Alex and I are chatting, and Chris joins us, and Chris asks me, so how do you know Alex? And I was like, well, in fact, I don't know Alex. I'm just meeting Alex for the first time, but explain what my connection is. Alex turns their question around on Chris. How do you know Alex? And Chris gives me like the biggest compliment in the world. It was insane. He's like, well, I was nobody and Lex greenlit my podcast and it worked out really well. My first episode got a huge clip on This American Life and it became really successful. And basically I owe my entire career success to Lex. Chris was laying it on thick. Chris was giving me more credit than I am due, but it was very nice. And then, of course, Alex thought I was great. The only mistake I made with Alex was, as I first introduced myself and was telling him my name, he's like, I always wanted to try going by Lex, but it never worked for me. And I said, it's funny, you know, my name is Alexander, but my parents called me Lex from day one because my parents' deal was basically that they wanted to name me after Alexander, but my mom didn't like the nickname Lex. My mom didn't like the nickname Alex, so they called me Lex from day one. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, well, let me be clear. My mom was wrong about Alex. Like, what a great name for you, just not for me. Alex let me get away with it, but it was funny to tell him that at least my parents didn't like his name. Alex survived, though. It was great. We were there for so long. I got home so late because it was in Philly. And my buddy Scott actually did much of the driving, and we had met in Princeton, and then we each had to drive home from Princeton, which was another 40 minutes. So I got home just before 1, and it's my early morning, so I got up just before 6. And I'm feeling it now, but it's going to be fine. I have nothing to do tonight other than rest. So happy January 20th. Goodbye.
Lex.